new patient visit. Patient name is Andreas Bryant, A-N-D-R-E-A-Z-B-R-Y-A-N-T. Andreas Bryant, date of birth is 11-19-1980, date of accident 10-25-2021, date of service is 4-22-2022. Mr. Andreas Bryant is here as a new patient visit. He reports that his problem started from 10-25-2021 when he was involved in an automobile accident. Chief complaint, he reports of a fracture in the neck, fracture in the lower back, fracture of the left hip, and pain in the left shoulder, left side of the chest, left hip, as well as right ankle and foot. The patient reports that he has extreme pains everywhere, and he also has some fractures in his mouth, for which he is undergoing a orthodontist surgery as well as dentistry repair. The history of automobile accident is as follows. On 10-25-2021, the patient, Andreas Bryant, was traveling as a front seat passenger in an Escalade, and they were hit by some car that he doesn't know. He reports that he is the only one who suffered from all the issues, but the driver was not. The patient reported he doesn't know the speed of their car, but they were hit almost like 50 to 55 miles an hour with the other car. And the accident occurred at West 6 Mile near Van Dyck. And the patient reported that they were going up on 6 Mile Road, and the other car did not stop on a stop sign and coming out of some street. And they hit T-bone on the passenger side. After the impact, their car hit a pole, which got broken completely, and then the car was slid to the field almost like two houses down. The impact of the accident caused airbags not to be deployed, and the patient was restrained, and there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient was immediately taken to the hospital via ambulance. Patient reports that upon the impact, their car was completely totaled. There was a head injury after hitting into the dashboard, as well as neck hit into the dashboard and the headrest. But he cannot remember the entire accident, and he's almost passed out at the time. He could not describe the impact of the accident in detail. There was nothing broken inside the car. Windshield was intact. Patient reports that he went to the ER St. John Hospital, where he was inpatient for more than a week, and he had a surgery for the neck on 10-27-2021 for the blast of the C6 fracture. The entire vertebra was blasted, and they had to do emergency surgery. History of presenting illness. Patient reports of moderate to severe headaches between 5 to 8. On a scale of 1 to 10, and they are located mostly in the front and the left temple. They are infrequent, not associated with light or noise, not associated with nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The patient has following symptoms of TBI, dizziness, loss of memory, and seizures, but seizures have been pre-existing. He is taking Keppra for this prior to the accident as well, and the seizure was 2 weeks old. He also reports a blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. The patient denies any ringing in the ear, loss of consciousness since the accident. They know he's talking vertigo. No confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any forgetfulness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or incontinence of urine bowel. Patient denies any erectile dysfunction. Doesn't have any nightmare or dream of the accident night. He's able to hide the car. But he does complain of disturbance, difficulty walking due to the fracture of the hip, which has never been operated in the left side. He denies lightheadedness, weakness. He denies subtle anesthesia, and there is no radiation of pain from neck down to the arm at this time. No radiation of pain or numbness tingling from the lower back to the legs. He also has pain in the left shoulder, left hip, and the right ankle and foot, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. All of these pains are continuous and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp. They are between 9 and 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and driving, and is improved by nothing. Currently, patient report that his mouth has several fractures, according to him, and he's going for a surgical repair in 10 days for dental repair work. His neck pain, shoulder pain on the left side, back pain, left hip pain, and right foot pain is all 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 without any radiation. So far, he has had, in the investigation, he has had x-rays and MRIs, CT scan, blood tests, bone scan at St. John's, at Moras. These, all of the symptoms associated with numbness, tingling, pains, and needle, and muscle weakness, and not with bladder bowel incontinence. So far, the treatment he has been afforded is a surgery. He did not have a claim number until now, so he could not get any physical therapy or any medical care. He has only seen hospital doctors. His history of system review is as follows. Patient is alcoholic, and in the heart disease, he has blood pressure. Neurological disease from convulsive seizures. First, he is taking Keppra and being seen by a neurologist at the hospital. Second, neck pain or injury. Disease, fainting, and headache. In the musculoskeleton, history of falls and swelling. And past surgical history is positive for neck surgery in 10/27/2021 at St. John Hospital. The lower surgery was done. On 12/17/2021, and the shoulder surgery was done at Sinai Grace Hospital. The date is not available. Allergies history, none. Family history. Mother died of a gunshot wound. Father is unknown, but no medical problem, according to him. He got several siblings, and they all have no medical problems. Relationship status. Patient is single. He lives alone, but his brother comes to help him. Employment history. Patient was not working prior to the accident, and currently he is not working with the pain. Disability, none. Legal history. Patient has Mr. Kevin Gordon as the attorney representing his case. Personal history. Patient does drink, does smoke occasionally, and does use recreational marijuana for pain relief. Areas, patients frequently reports a general activity, mood, sleep, enjoyment of life, ability to concentrate, relationship with other people are affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, in detail, patient reported the following, that eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, and the home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cleaning container, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinet, and ability to lift dinner plates are affected, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical exhaustion. Blood pressure 139/99, pulse is 73, and respiratory rate is 20, temperature is 98.4, height is 5'10", weight is 130, pulse ox 96. 41-year-old, black male, of a good height, of average weight, and alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, sitting comfortably with no acute distress or pain faces or shortness of breath. The gait is normal. Patient is not using any cane, but at home he uses a rollator walker, as he is able to walk only slowly due to the pain in the foot, but didn't appear to be intelligent. Rest of physical examination will come from the tablet, as well as a neurological examination, which is normal. Gait is normal. and musculature examination shows that there is a tenderness of both sacroiliac joint and L12345 as well as C567 spine. In the skin, please mention there is a scar of 2 inches in the neck, in the front, lower part of the neck, as well as 3 separate scars in the lumbar spine area, parallel, 1 inch away from the line of L3, 4, and 5. 6 scars total in lower back for the skin surgery. Now, neurological examination, musculature examination, and the gait is normal. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination. The patient has, on inspection, a scar in the front of the neck, 3 inch long for the surgery that was done to him at C6 blast fracture, and then 6 scars in the lower back from L1 to L5, placed on either side of this spine. On palpation, there is tenderness in the L12345 bilateral sacroiliac joint, C23456-7 spine. The range of motions are quite limited, but there is no scoliosis, kyphosis identified. There is no muscle spasm noticed, no hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine range of motions are severely limited. The flexion is 10, extension is 15, flexion and rotation is 20. Extreme limitation due to the previous surgery or stiffness of the neck. In the lower back, patient has a hard time going down. The forward flexion is only 45, and then it becomes painful. Extension 10, side flexion 10, and rotation is 20. Hyperextension was painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found negative. Lermit test, Perlin test are positive. And in the thoracic spine, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive. Budzinski-Koenig test is negative. Contralateral lateral leg raise test is positive. CAMP test was positive. Hyperextension was positive beyond 15 degrees. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Budzinski sign was negative. Minalsen test was positive. In the sacroiliac joint, both sacroiliac joints are tender, and the Gonsalon test, iliac compression test, distraction test are positive. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXD in the general, R26.89, G89.21, S09.90XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, nerves, M739.2, muscles, M79.2, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0. The pain in the left shoulder is follows M25.52, M75.30, M5.30, S3.32D. Lower extremity, there is a fracture of the left hip. I don't have the diagnostic code for it. And the pain in the left hip is M25.552. Pain in the right foot is M79.671. Cervical spine. M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, M6.1, S13.4XXA. Status post-operative C6 corpectomy, corpectomy. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA, M48.06, M96.1. And burst fracture of the L4 postoperative. Paniculitis M54.08, sacroiliac spine M46.1 right more than the left, and M54.17 and S33.5 access it. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is also from the template. The first one is physical therapy. The patient did not have any therapy or any chiropractic treatment in the past, as he had no insurance coverage. So I'm ordering the physical therapy to continue 3 times per week for neck, mid back, lower back, for the left shoulder and the left shoulder, right foot, and the left hip. Focusing on traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient is advised in detail about home exercise plan, yoga, meditation, McKenzie program, heat, and other treatments. Disability is filled for work and housework and transportation. Past MRIs are not available. The past medical records are available. The first one is by Dr. Ramaha, Rahmalah, October 27, 2021, in the morning. This is a consultation note for his assessment immediately after the accident, which occurred on 10/25/2021. Here, the assessment is describing C6 burst fracture secondary to motor vehicular accident, C6 and C7 lamina and facet joint fracture due to the motor vehicular accident. The patient was brought for C-corpectomy, CRP-CTOMY, with engraft arthrodesis, ARTH-RODESIS, and anterior instrumentation on 10/27/2021, and this consultation is according to that. The patient has a seizure episodes prior to this, and he is on Keppra, 750 milligram by tail. He also is known to have an alcohol intoxication with alcohol withdrawal. He has a chronic thrombocytosis, macrocytic normochromic anemia. Electrolyte imbalance. He has a chronic thoracic compression fracture also. He has a tobacco dependence, hypertension, and he has a marijuana abuse. The chief complaint which is noticed is that this was a 40-year-old gentleman who was involved in an automobile accident, as well as alcohol abuse, seizure disorders, hypertension, coronary artery disease, marijuana use, tobacco use. His accident is described where he was rear-ended, and patient, according to them, lost consciousness. He was suffering from severe pain in the neck, into the chest, and low back. He can suffer from 2-3 seizures per month because of alcoholism. In the hospital, on ER admission, it is reported that his CT scan of the head was completely normal. CT scan of the neck showed C6 burst fracture and C6 and 7 lamina and facet joint fracture. He had a chronic thoracic compression fractures. X-ray of the head showed left greater trochanter fracture of the left hip, and subsequent MRI showed marrow signal which consisted C6 fracture with additional mild soft and plate fracture deformity of C7. And interspinous ligament sprain and paraspinal muscular sprain. These were listed in the CT scan finding. X-ray of the chest was negative. X-ray of the pelvis showed a left greater trochanter fracture without displacement. The hip showed fracture of the avulsion fracture of the left greater trochanter. X-ray of the knee was negative. Cervical spine MRI was positive as described before. It showed superior end plate fracture deformity of C7, anterior pre-vertebral soft tissue edema with additional interspinous ligament and right paraspinal muscular strain as described. X-ray of the shoulder was negative. X-ray of the knee was negative. X-ray of the hip showed avulsion fracture of the left greater trochanter. X-ray of the chest was negative. The surgery was done on 10/27/2021. Please mention that in the past medical history, the hospital mentions of alcohol abuse, seizure disorder, hypertension, questionable CAD, marijuana use, tobacco abuse, chronic thoracic compression fracture. The medication history, patient was taking aspirin 81 mg, Keppra 750 twice daily, lisinopril 5 mg daily, metoprolol 20 mg daily. It reports that in the past surgical history is positive for left shoulder surgery. Please check it out. And history of chest tube placement for collapsed lung secondary to a traumatic lung injury from a physical assault. I'm sorry, about all his medications are listed as follows. He was taking Narcos, 5 mg, antibiotic amoxicillin clavulanate, aspirin 81 mg, etorvastatin 40 mg, folic acid 1 mg, Keppra 750 twice a day, lisinopril 5 mg daily, metoprolol 25 mg daily, 12 hours, Motrin 600 mg PRN, multivitamins. Surgical reports are available post-operative reports. The first is October 28, 2021. It is an operative report. The surgery was performed by Holly Gilmer, H-O-L-L-Y-G-I-L-M-E-R. The pre-operative diagnosis, unstable C6 fracture. Post-operative diagnosis, unstable C6 fracture. The procedure that was done was C6 carpectomy, C5-6 and C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy, arthrodesis, allograft, autograft, expandable cage placement, anterior instrumentation, C5-C6-C7. Thereafter is another surgical note for the patient on date 12/17/2021, Dr. Pradeep Sethi, PRADEEPSETTY, did the surgery on 12/17/2021. The procedure, the pre-operative diagnosis was L4 burst fracture, post-operative diagnosis is the same. And the procedure that was performed was minimally invasive posterior lateral fusion, L3-4, L4-5. Cement augmentation to L4 vertebral body. Open treatment of L4 fracture. Placement of percutaneous pedicle screws L3 to L5. Use of morselized allograft. Use of morselized autograft. Use of operative microscope under GA. The patient recovered from all of these surgeries and he is being seen now. DMEs, patient has all the DMEs. Which includes the neck brace, lower back brace, and others, and are not needed right now. Next appointment will be in 15 days. Until then, we'll request the records from the hospital for the records and MRI records, CT scan records. Paragraph 3, 4, 5, 6 is the same as from the template. And if anything is missed, please do it from the template. Thank you.